Youth groups the latest to try to stop Thailand's iGaming plans. A youth network opposed to gambling has formally petitioned the Thai government to reconsider its plans to legalize online gambling. Approximately 30 representatives from the group submitted the petition to the Prime Minister's office, expressing concerns that the policy change would lead to an increase in gambling addiction among young people. The petition was received by Somphat Ninlapon, the Deputy Permanent Secretary of the Prime Minister's office. Wasani Sonsob, the coordinator of the network, emphasized that the group strongly opposes amending the Gambling Act of 1935 to legalize online gambling. She stated that the primary concern is the potential surge in the number of young gamblers. According to data from the Center for Gambling Studies, 32.3% of individuals aged 15 to 25, or approximately 2.9 million people, engaged in online gambling in 2023. Of these, around 739,000 youths, or 1 in 4, are at risk of developing a gambling addiction. She criticized the government's lack of action in protecting young people from the dangers of gambling. The youth network expressed strong disagreement with the policy, arguing that the government's motivation to legalize online gambling in order to generate additional revenue reflects a short-sighted approach. The group stated that prioritizing economic benefits over social well-being demonstrates a focus on short-term gains while ignoring the long-term consequences. The government has suggested that revenue generated from legalized gambling could be allocated to fund scholarships for underprivileged students. However, the youth network dismissed this proposal, arguing that it effectively treats young people's futures as a bargaining chip while failing to address the broader societal harm caused by gambling. They contend that this justification does not take into account the risks associated with increased gambling accessibility. iGaming framework still under review. The proposed amendment includes provisions to increase penalties for gambling-related offenses. However, Wasani argued that merely strengthening legal punishments does not address the root causes of illegal gambling. She pointed to corruption and misconduct among officials as significant factors enabling the spread of online gambling. She expressed skepticism that harsher penalties alone would be effective, warning that they could be misused by authorities in a way that does not solve the underlying issue. Badanchai Boonpak, the leader of the Youth Network for Risk Reduction at Ramkamhaeng University, highlighted the severe impact of gambling addiction. He noted that individuals who become addicted to online gambling often struggle to break free from the cycle and may resort to deceptive or criminal behavior, such as lying and stealing, to support their habit. He emphasized that the social consequences of widespread gambling addiction can be severe and long-lasting. He further challenged the claim that legalizing online gambling and casinos would curb illegal gambling operations. Instead, he argued that this reasoning is merely an excuse used to gain public support. He stated that legalizing gambling would not eliminate illegal gambling sites or underground gambling dens, as these illicit operations would likely continue to exist alongside regulated gambling platforms. The youth network urged the Prime Minister to review the policy and consider the potential consequences for Thai society, particularly for young people. They maintain that legalizing online gambling would create more harm than benefits and that the government should focus on addressing corruption and strengthening protections for at-risk individuals instead of expanding gambling accessibility.